begin the Gemara on Daf Masechtas Shavuos Daf Beis. Begin with Beis. Get Tazmat. Begins Gemara. Mechti. Let's see. Tana in Makis Solik. The Tana left off from Masechtas Makis. I Bavakal Dikam Lo. Though the Gemara says Avodah Zarah Zayin Menaf to betray Masechtas when there's two different Masechtas. Ain't say the Mishnah. There's no order of the Mishnah. So what are you saying that it's continuation of the previous Masechtas? So Tazmat in the middle. That's only Tomalin Machleikis Vakach Stam. When you're Machleikis and then anonymous. Should Rebbe, that to say that the halacha is like the Nistam Mishnah, for that, should Rebbe Lashon let the meat of a Masechtas, I'll say the Rebbe did not teach his students the Masechtas on order, and therefore it wouldn't necessarily be a Rai that you have the Stam after the Machlekes to say it's like the halacha, like the anonymous Mishnah. But after that, he did teach them Sidron HaMachinon, then he organized it in its proper order, what the order is, and therefore that there is a continuity, and therefore it's important to say that it comes after Masechtas Makis. Next Tezmat begins Gemara, Chaybal Reish Dayim. That one is liable for the cutting of the hair, the pay is two liabilities. This says near it seems even though for the beard in the chayim of the one's only liable for cutting with a razor. Cutting very bas and like it says in the last break of Chaval Madav, the beginning has to be a shaving that has destruction. That's a razor. But regarding cutting up the pay is chayv avim sevadayim keintar. One's liable even for scissors that's like a razor. It moves a pair of minim like it's obviously not enough. Nemav on the pays. The comment the Gemara says ik sevu roishai beliz zikonai. If it said regarding the mitzayra that he has to cut off his hair, his head, and not his beard, I mean, I would have thought to say tarti mashma. The osa say with the chalaisa say that meaning that you have the say of the mitzayra. That's Dicha Delisei of Hakafas Reish. And the Mashman Hakafas Kal Reish, Shema Hakafa. And also, because he, by the Mitzari, he cuts up all the hair. So it's not just cutting up the pay. Yeah, but that would teach us, because in general, cutting off all the hair on the head would also be considered as still cutting off the pay. But Vakati, B'tam and Olam, how do you know it has to be done with a razor? Loch, except the Kanan, it says his beard. And that teaches us that it has to be done, cutting off with a razor. Now, really, mechayev hakafas razor batar. Now, if the liability of cutting off the pace would only be with a razor, also, again, that's the case. Shabbos shemini mereishay. Then we already know from the word mereishay the gilul from mitzray batar that the cutting of the hair from mitzray has to be with a razor. But Rachman the dasi mitzray dochle lav dakava. He said that's one thing to learn from mereishay that dasi mitzray is overrides the negative prohibition of hakafa. So obviously, that it's not necessarily with a razor. And Vodik Tamit is after the Makis. This is what in the Brisa and the Sefer Makis got be Roish. Regarding the head, in the Chayabach, if in the Tar, that until you cut off the pace with a razor. So it says, you could say, my Tar, what does it mean? A razor? Kain Tar means like a razor, but not literally. That's compared based on the Zim, like you find over the end of the Chesma Beis, Damar Rav, he says, make all them called Guver Batar. Person could lighten all his hair with a razor. Mefar Shasim, the Gemara explains, what does it mean that that type of nazi could do. They can't tell like a razor. But like a man, we cannot say that kavas a roish, that cutting off the hair, the pay is shorter than the spadayim, is permitted with scissors, but not with the sef to daf katar, and that the brises picked specifically razor, lafukim, the spadayim takes good from the scissors. Kamakam a roish, but still from the head, like shamin, you would not know the guluk mitzer batar, that the cutting off the hair mitzer was a razor, given that kavas a roish, also not be malakim, but a hitni, because cutting off the pace is forbidden also with tweezers and with some type of like a plane, an instrument. No, that can't be because the geluch it says geluch, which excludes malak b'ritani. If that's the case, medoshi din atar. So from the ratio, you would know a razor. That they also do geluch, like okemte, that you cannot explain them. If that's the case, mezikne nemalishim in atar, then you wouldn't know from the beard either. Malak b'ritani avi geluch shesh. So therefore, it's obvious that you can't just say this like a relazer that holds even lakva hitni are considered geluach. Because if that would be the case, then you wouldn't be able to produce anything from zikonai either, because according to him, you could say that even zikonai that's forbidden bim lakva hitni. If that's the case, so there's no proof that nazim galech batar, rather you could say that lakva hitani. And since hashchas zakin is forbidden, you have to say that same tzaira, that's doicha this isra of hashchas zakin. That says taisis. But from the Brisa that says Yesh Bereish Mashein Bezalken, you have in the head what doesn't apply to the beard. Shareish Osvim Sbadayim Kibatar, that the head is forbidden with a scissor like a razor. Ein Raya, that's not a proof. And the reason is because the Benazai, we're talking about Nos, the Gitoni Hosan, that teacher with the Matam Lemer Reishai, Fishlem Etar, Layavel Reisha Bechulu. But on Masa, that's what coming up, Matam Lemer Reisha, Matam Lemer Zekonai. Yesh Bereish Mashein Bezalken Bechulu, in other words, that's specifically by a Nazir. and not regarding the issue of Kavas Reish for every single person. That's what they come to explain what is Nazar by, what is Reish by Nazar.